Vimedikanta 1, Chapter 8, Text 42, Prayers by Queen Kunti. Relation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Yes.
O Lord of Maru, as the Ganges forever flows to the sea without a hindrance, let my attraction be constantly drawn unto you without being diverted to anyone else. Magyanita mirandasya janaganaslakayam chaksusmiritam jaina tasmai shri gurvena maha shri chitanya manavisam sapitam jaina bhutale svayam upakaramaya dadati svaparantikam shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri adaita garaha shri vasati gaura bhaktavinda hare krishna 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 hari 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 rama hari rama 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 hari hari. So, very nice verse and purport, giving us a little idea of what the nature of devotional service is. by constitution, the Sanatana Dharma, or the eternal, you can say, feature of the living entity, is to be serving. Just like we give the example of water. The nature of water is it's wet, or the nature of fire. It has light and heat. Every fire has some light and heat. Similarly, every soul is serving. This is our position. Either we're serving our senses, we're serving our family members, we're serving our employer, or we're serving our country. In some way, we're always serving, because this is the constitutional position of the living entity. But here in the material world, we're serving the temporary things. So that same service attitude has to be changed over to service of the Lord. Prabhupada gives the example of the teller in the bank. They're counting so many millions of dollars coming through their hand, but they don't claim it to be theirs. Therefore, they're not actually affected by the loss or gain of the bank. They're just getting their salary in either case. So something like that. We are here in the material world. We do have relationships that we have to consider, but if we do it all in the spirit of devotion, then there won't be any karma will accrue to us. Otherwise, we do good for somebody, that means they have a debt to us. And on the material side, if we're interested in, you know, just helping people materially, that means we're going to have to come back to the material world to get that result of that work. This is described in the 14th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, the three modes of material nature, how even mode of goodness is binding, because although it's better than the others, it conditions us to a false sense of happiness in this world. And thus, we become attached to this world, and at the time of death, we won't get liberation, because we're happy in our condition here, serving in some way. So therefore, it's advised that we have to transcend even the mode of goodness. The three modes are there: goodness, passion, ignorance, or sattva, raja, and tama. But these modes also, are all material. Therefore, Krishna advises Arjuna, Nishtraguna Bhava Arjuna, that you should come out of these modes of material nature and come to the platform of transcendence. So how do we transcend the modes of material nature? Because then we'll really be happy. Just hear me, Bhagavad Gita. Without coming to that point, we're going to remain in some kind of anxiety, because this material world, the whole feature is anxiety. But here, in the 14th chapter, Krishna explains how we can work in such a way that we can enjoy nectar at every moment. He says, when the embodied being is able to transcend these modes associated with the material body, he can become free from birth, death, old age, and the distress, and can enjoy nectar even in this life. So this is the goal. We're not interested in just being happy in this world by doing good to others and then getting some pious credit. We want to be free from this world altogether. This is called transcendentalists. We're transcendentalists. We think that that ultimately this material world, not we think, but Krishna says, he certifies, dukkalayam ashashvatam. He says this material world is a certified place of suffering, and not only that, but it's temporary. So we're not temporary though, and our nature is not one of suffering. Our nature is ananda, and our nature is eternal, sat. Sat and full of knowledge, chit. Sat chit ananda. But because of our contact with matter, we take this world as all in all, and thus we become bewildered and caught up in the cycle of samsara. We don't get liberation. Samsara means repetition of birth and death. So if we want to be free from this repetition of birth and death, then Krishna is explaining here in this 14th chapter how to do that. He describes all the modes of material nature and how they work. And then he says, but one who engages in full devotional service, mamcha yogyabhicharina, bhakti yogena sevate, that word is used, bhakti yogena, means devotional yoga. Sagunam samiti tyaitan, brahma bhuya yokalpate. He says, one who engages in full devotional service, unfailing in all circumstances, at once transcends the modes of material nature, and thus comes to the level of Brahman. So this is our natural position, to be Brahman. This is our constitutional position. We are Brahman. And Krishna is part of Brahman. He is the source of the Brahman. So if the Brahman engages in the service of the part of Brahman, then both of them are transcendental. And this is the goal. We want to transcend. Then how is it possible? It's only possible by connecting with the supreme transcendence. And that is Krishna. So our goal then is to link up with him. In the next verse, at the end of this chapter, 14th chapter, Krishna says, I am the basis. Brahmano hi pratishtaham. This Brahman that we're talking about, Krishna says, pratishtaha aham. Aham means I. Pratishta means basis. Brahmano hi pratishtaham. I am the basis of this impersonal Brahman, which is immortal, imperishable, and eternal, and is the constitutional position of ultimate happiness. So we want ultimate happiness, we have to come to Brahman, or to the spiritual side. That's also mentioned in another place in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahmana, that nasochati nakanchati, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. Prasanatma means the joyful state, prasana. Prasana atma. The soul is actually meant to be always joyful. So we can come to that joyful state, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. Nasochati nakanchati. Nasochati means hankering. Akanchati means lamentation. In the material world, we're always hankering and we're lamenting. We're hankering for something we don't have, or if we had this job, if we had this money, if we had this wife, then we'd be happy. And we're lamenting, oh, if I only had done this, if I'd only done that, then I'd be happy. But the normal condition is suffering. This is the nature of the material world. We're hankering and lamenting. But we can come out of this condition by coming to Brahman. And Krishna is the part of Brahman. So how to connect to Krishna? This is the science of bhakti yoga. How to always keep ourselves in, you can say, in his service, then we'll be automatically free from this hankering and lamentation. So that's our goal, how to be open for the ongoing inspiration and revelation which is coming from the Lord, so that he can guide us through his transparent via media, the spiritual master, to always be happily engaged in his service. So this is what Queen Kunti is praying for. She doesn't want to be diverted into serving some other temporary thing. She wants just to serve the Lord. And Prabhupada is making the point in the purport, by serving the Lord, as we were mentioning yesterday, it's like watering the roots. If we really serve God, then everybody will be pleased with us. It's not that we'll become our family or somebody will become inimical to us. They'll appreciate us more because we're really helping them. I remember I was in West Bengal at one point, and one Indian man came to me and he said, Swamiji, I've been serving my wife for 35 years and still she's not satisfied. So this is the condition of material service. You serve your wife, she's not going to be satisfied because she's not meant to be served as such. But if you connect her to Krishna and engage her in his service, then she'll be happy. So this is the idea, that we connect to Krishna and serve him. And then others also, if they assist us, they can also benefit. So the wife's job is to assist the husband. So if she's assisting the husband and he's serving Krishna, then she'll also find satisfaction there. This is the parampara. So everyone should be connected. This is our natural position. Just like we give the example of the hand. The hand is naturally serving the body. If it's cut off, then it's no use. It's no use to itself. It's no use to the body. But if we can join it again, then it becomes valuable. Most valuable thing is our hand, how often we use our hand during the course of the day. But that's the opposition now. We're like cut off from Krishna. And instead of serving him, we're serving something else, some temporary thing. And therefore, the advice is given, we should again connect to him by devotional service. This is the easiest method, devotional service. because it's something we're doing all the time. We're always serving. So one of the recommended ways of devotional service to Him, and it doesn't require that we have to perform some austere practice or some expensive sacrifice, like in previous ages they had to collect so many ingredients for performing sacrifice. But in the Kali Yuga, it's been made very easy. Kali Yuga Oshanire Rajan, Astihe Ko Mahaguna, Kirtana Naiva Krishna Siya, Mukta Sangha Paramvajait. Paramvajait means the highest goal or the highest perfection. We can attain the highest perfection simply by this Krishna Kirtan or Hari Kirtan. Any bona fide name of God, whether it's Ram, Nishringa, Govinda, any bona fide name of God, if we learn how to chant that name with devotion, then we'll be connecting, easily connected to the Lord by that method. Therefore, we stress on this chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Okay, any questions?
It says that there are one thing I loved it, that our devotion should be such a way like a river goes to ocean. And the part of Lord, because Lord has a lot of power, He takes the river inside Him by His power. So beloved God is in us, which takes Him towards Him like a river. That I like today's place.
Yeah, but what about those who don't want to go to the river? They want to go to the mountains. So God doesn't interfere. Even though He's very powerful, He doesn't interfere with your independence. Because it's a question of love. Love is voluntary. He doesn't force you. He doesn't come to the demon and say, you have to love me. No, if you don't want to love me, He doesn't interfere with that. You can go on serving matter, serving yourself indefinitely. In the 16th chapter, Bhagavad Gita describes how the demons are again and again put into the wombs of demoniac species because they're averse to the Lord.
Yeah, but surrender is necessary towards, if I become...
Yeah, surrender is coming from your side, though. It's not coming from God's side.
Yeah, surrender to river, then surrender to Lord, surrender to Krishna, that takes you to...
That's correct.
To the Lord.
But it's not just the Lord. You have to also cooperate. So there's two. There's the Lord and the living entity. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sarva dharma pratyaja, mame kam sananam vaja, aham tvam sarva papevyo, moksha yisyami ma suchaha. He says, aham tvam, you and me. If you surrender to me, then there's nothing to worry about. But again, there's two, you and me. We're not that we think, oh, God will do everything. No, you have to also. We give the example of birds flying in the sky. There's a leader, like Srila Prabhupada is our leader. He can guide us, but we have to follow. He doesn't come back and flap our wings. We have to also voluntarily surrender. And then we'll get the result. But that surrender is not, we're habituated not to surrender. So there's some training is required. Our habit is to serve ourselves, like a child. He puts it in his mouth. The child doesn't think, oh, I should offer it to Krishna and then eat it. But Krishna says, Patram Fasham Palam Toyam Yome Bhakti. He should offer it to me in devotion and love, then I'll accept it. The child won't think like that. No, immediately goes in the mouth. So we have to be trained how to put Krishna in the center, because it's not natural here in the material world. In the material world, everyone puts themselves in the center. Everyone loves themselves the most. This is the natural thing. So in one sense, the devotional service is unnatural because we're habituated to putting ourselves in the center. Of course, in another sense, it is natural because He does belong in the center. But because we're in a diseased condition, it doesn't seem natural. Another example, if you have jaundice, then even sugar tastes bitter because of the senses, because your tongue is full of this jaundice, your eyes are yellow, then everything tastes like bile. But actually sugar is sweet. But it tastes because of your conditioning. Similarly, devotional service is sweet, surrender is sweet. But because of our conditioning, when we're told by Krishna, you should surrender to me, man mana bhava mad bhakta, become my devotee, bow down to me. we'll think, oh, why should we do that? I want to be in the center. So we have to be trained. So in the Vedic culture, your Indian culture is there, the child is trained. You should come and bow down to the deity. You should offer to the deity. You should touch your parents' feet. You should respect the superiors. So some training is required. When they're not trained, then they'll put themselves in the center. So as we go deeper and deeper into devotional service, we'll require the training until we become perfect. In other words, until we come to the point of giving up all our bad conditionings, it's called anartha nivritti, all our bad habits of serving our self first as a predominate enjoyer. We want to enjoy. So that tendency to enjoy is very deeply rooted. And therefore, it takes some time to cure us from this disease condition. Some radical cure is required. That generally takes time. Therefore, it's required or recommended that a child begins with the training. We have Gurukul in our system. Is Gurukul means from 5 years old, the child is trained how to put Krishna in the center, so that gradually it becomes second nature. And then he becomes a spontaneous devotee. Now there is a stage of spontaneous devotion where one is beyond the stage of training because he just does it out of love. Like the gopis of Vrindavan. They're not thinking that they have to practice how to chant Hare Krishna. No, they're beyond that stage. They're happy to chant Krishna's name because it immediately it reminds them of Krishna, and then they feel that their life is successful by remembering Krishna. So we can come to that stage of spontaneous devotional service, but that if we shouldn't imitate that until we actually have the qualification. What is the qualification? Is that we really love God more than ourselves. So if we imitate that without having the qualification, that's called cheating. That's imitation. It's not the real thing. Sometimes we see people pretend that they're pure devotees, but they're not actually. They're still addicted to material things. Yeah. But when one is free from all those material inebrieties, impurities, then one can become spontaneously attracted so that every moment one is remembering the Lord. There's no more practice required at that time. No more duty. But until we come to that point, then we have to do our duty. Our duty is called sadhana bhakti. Sadhana bhakti means practicing devotional service. Practicing devotional service. It means we have to get up in the morning. It's like, you're coming. So this is the first business. Don't sleep until 10 o'clock. And no, morning is the best time for spiritual life. Therefore, we get up. We go to bed early. So that we can get up in the morning and we can practice. Practice means what? We hear this philosophy, we discuss it, we chant Hare Krishna. This is a very potent practice. Then gradually it will become spontaneous.
I was late today because my mom wakes up and I have to serve my mom in the morning.
Mm-hmm. When
she wants to
come. No, that's also
the devotion. So she sees okay, then I can, when I see a little old.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to take care of her first. I was ready 6 o'clock in the morning. But once she wakes up, she wants to be more comfortable. And since she gave me a body, I have to take care.
Okay, but you have to be careful, because like Queen Kunti is praying here, don't be too much attached to family members. So there's a razor's edge. We don't say you should neglect your mother. At the same time, don't become, you know, her... In other words, you have to consider her position and do the needful, but don't be overly attached. Otherwise, it's sentimental.
It's not. I saw my granny too, and she was 75. Now she cannot move more. My mother also, she cannot walk more, and I have to see this.
Before. You have to help her to the toilet and so on.
Not the toilet, but once she wakes up in the morning, she likes to be more comfortable to make the tea or coffee.
She can't do that.
No, early in the morning, because she's highly diabetic. She's diabetic in the morning.
She's diabetic?
Diabetic. So she prays in the morning. She wakes up 5, 6 o'clock.
So you have to make her tea.
She trained for two hours.
What do you think, Krishnananda? Is that devotional service, making tea for her diabetic mother in the morning?
At least she keeps me body, so I have to see that. I have to respect the body.
Yeah.
My body is given by hers. It's a science.
No, that's true. We don't say you should neglect.
Science. See, I sleep in the night 2 o'clock because of the mortar's work. There was no guy that sleep 2 o'clock in the night.
That's the detail. The principle is... you should try to serve Krishna. How that detail is what you have.
Yes, so I see Krishna in my mom.
We don't suggest that you neglect your mother, or nor that should you neglect your own body. Just like we have a car, we have to keep it in good running shape. Otherwise, it won't give us service. So we have to keep this body in nice running shape. You may have duty to other bodies, but don't be sentimental. In other words,
I'm not sentimental, but I'm doing with the love. I attach the body. Without attach the body, I serve as a servant to her, to see that because she gave the body, I have to see that when she needs the body, she should be blessed by the Lord.
That's okay. We know what it's like. We were also taking care of Prabhupada's body in the last days when he was sick. That's devotional service. Like as Prabhupada mentions here also, because the Pandavas were also devotees, so her service to the Pandavas, service to the devotees is also devotional service.
And at the motel, I feel always, whoever comes to the Lord, send me, Lord comes in the way of form of customer.
What do you think? Is it a little sentimental?
24 hours, I saw the person. I see the God in the people. I don't see what he pays.
Yeah, that's okay. But you have to also be, again, discriminate. Intelligence means, like if a man is cruel-hearted, and you serve him, you make him strong so he can perpetuate more crime. That's not service to God.
No, I don't want to be.
But you have to judge who is the proper person of your service. If you give service to the drunkard, to the woman hunter, that's not pleasing to Krishna.
No.
You have to be a little intelligent and say, oh, not that everybody who comes, they're automatically they're pure and I should serve them. No, you have to be discriminating who is actually worthy of your service. Otherwise, it's the same example we were giving yesterday. You give your pearl to the swine. What did Christ say? Don't give your pearl to the swine. Means, don't serve the foolish people. We don't even keep dog or cat. Why do we want to serve them? As we said before, we're always serving. This is our nature. But if we're not careful, we'll give our service, the most valuable thing we have, to ordinary people, or to animals. That won't help us. We should serve God, or those who are connected to God. Therefore, we have sadhu sangha, and service to the sadhu. That's more important. Christ said, with the same question, when this prostitute was giving the oil for Christ and bathing his feet, then Judas came and he said, we could have sold that oil and fed the poor. But Christ said, the poor will always be there, but I'm only here for a little while. In other words, he was telling his disciple, serving me is more important than serving the poor. There's so many poor loitering in the street. We don't go and give them money, oh, you're also God. No, they're... According to their karma, they're in a different situation. Our main service should be to God and His representative. Then others will also be pleased. Not that you neglect your mother or your customers, but don't make that as some kind of religion, that I'm serving my customers and therefore.
No, I don't want to jeopardize my life with those drug people or women, that I'm aware of that. I keep away from those things from my childhood.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
But my karma is that not good, like you are in the sadhu dress and I'm in sansari dress.
No, dress is external.
Yeah, my karma is not that good like you. So
no.
To serve.
It has nothing to do with karma. You're wrong. You're wrong with this idea. It has nothing to do with karma. It has to do with desire. You can be in this dress, any dress, has nothing to do with karma. As soon as you desire, I want to only serve God. It's like Queen Kunti is saying, I only want to serve God. Let my mind go to Him, just like the Ganges goes to the ocean, without any hindrance. If that's your desire, you can be in any dress. It doesn't require karma. Look at Valmiki, had the worst karma. He was a dacoit, but he was able to concentrate simply on Rama, became the perfection. You can say one sense Prahlad Maharaj had a bad karma. His father was a demon, they were trying to kill him in so many ways. Lord Jesus, you can say, had bad karma. He was being crucified. But it doesn't enter into this business. The only thing is your desire. If you desire to serve God, from any condition you can serve, in any dress, the dress is external. It's a question of your desire. I only want to serve God. Then God will help you. Okay, this is how you can serve me. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna.